Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
West Indies levelled their one-day international series with Pakistan by winning the second match by 37 runs in Guyana last night. In a match that for the first half at least was similar to both the opening game of this series and the 2007 World Cup opener between the two sides, the home team posted 232 for 8 before Pakistan were bowled out for 195. Darren Bravo hit 54 for the West Indies, and although both Nasir Jamshed and Umar Akmal also registered half centuries, Hoot Sunil Noreen's 4 for 26 undid the tourists. For the second game in a row, a West Indian bowler took 4 wickets, and this time he ended up on the winning side. Jason Holder following up his 4 for 13 in game 1, with a return for 0 for 30 in 7 overs. A recurrence of Morney Morkel's quad muscle injury overshadowed the South Africans' comfortable 73-run win over the Sri Lanka board president's 11 today. Morkel bowled just 3 overs as the hosts were bowled out for 198 in reply to the tourist score of 271 for 6. It was the South Africans who won the toss and elected to bat on a typically slow pitch, but all of their top order enjoyed useful time at the crease ahead of the forthcoming limited overs internationals, the first of which is an ODI at the R. Premadasa Stadium on Saturday. Central Districts and former New Zealand Test batsman Matthew Sinclair has retired at the age of 37. Despite being born in Australia, Sinclair went on to play 33 tests, 54 ODIs and 2 2020 internationals for New Zealand. The highlight of his international career was the 214 that he made on his test debut against the West Indies in 1999. He hit another double 100 the following summer, but struggled for consistency for the most part. He was repeatedly in and out of the New Zealand team, with his tally of 33 test matches taking almost 11 years to rack up. He will be best remembered, especially in the latter stages of his career, as arguably the most reliable batsman on New Zealand's domestic circuit. He played only for Central District throughout his state career and scored over 9,000 runs for them, the most any player has scored in first-class cricket for a single state.